weather came good sort of Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, and I think everyone's been taking advantage of it since then. So, yeah, it looks really good, actually.
What about
get out there and have a go, mate.
Yeah, what about yourself? Are you heading out or you've been there, done that?
I think I might go Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I've got a few brownie points to rack up between now and then, so we'll do a bit of a work on that and then we'll be right to go.
Okay, tell me the layout of the land. Who, how, why?
The layout of the land is small tides, clean water, as opposed to last week when we had big tides, dirty water. So good for crabbing last weekend, and I think they got a few down at Kuruman, eh? They told me that was the place to be. But this weekend, I think the mouth of the river up to probably Pirate Point, down there around Port Alma, Kuruman will be good. Look, out around the islands will be good, and we haven't been out wide for quite some time. Plenty of fish out there. I think they'll be biting their heads off, mate. It's a good set of tides. A little tide on Friday, and then it starts to build from there. So I don't think you can go wrong at the moment. Get out there and have a go.
Good man. What about, I see lots of tinnies hanging around the bridges in the Fitzroy River. Are they likely to catch anything, or are they just dreaming?
They're dreaming.
Dreaming.
It's still a little bit fresh up the top end there.
Yep.
And I really think that the river up the top end is going to be full of catfish. Look, there'll be the odd barra up there, but the amount of caddies and stuff that you're going to catch to try and catch one barra is going to would drive me nuts anyway. But anyway, they just might want some crab pot bait.
Okay, well, so turn the boat around and go down to the mouth.
Yeah,
that's what
look, I think you're much better off going down there. The top end will fish, but you need it to clean up a little bit more. I think it's probably 4 weeks away, the top end of the river.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, we're not far off, mate. It's looking really good, eh? We're going to lead into a beautiful winter, I hope.
I hope so. We'll cross our fingers because I see so many hopeful people there. I don't see many fish being pulled in.
You got to watch for longer.
Yeah. Well, now I know because it's too muddy. It's too fresh. It's just full of catfish.
Yeah. It'll get better, though.
Yeah. Now, you said the crabs were good last week, but what about this weekend?
Well, the tides are only small.
Right.
So traditionally, the crabs move around a little bit more when there's a bit more movement in the water. And you've got a bit more water going into the estuary so you can get further up into the mangroves. So that's usually why you're catching more crabs.
Hmm.
But I think sort of mid-next week is when you want to start crabbing. I reckon that'd be all right.
Okay. Now, talk about crabbing and fishing and lures and things like that. What are the big movers at Barra Jacks?
Look, I think at the moment most people are getting out there and throwing a few liveys around, but I would suggest that probably 5 and 7 inch paddle tails will start catching the fish, especially with that improved clarity in the water. A barramundi really needs to be able to see the bait to get over and grab it. I know they can feel it, they know it's in the water, but the amount of time that they'd take them to pick up that vibration and get over there and grab that lure, if they can see it, they grab it so much faster. So I think lures will come into their own in the next couple of months.
Fantastic. Talking about lures, this is just a stupid question from MJB. You know, you often see them on TV, those things that vibrate with lights and everything. Do they actually work?
Well, I think it's probably a bit more of a gimmick. I've never seen a bait fish that lights up like that, with a little flashing light in him. I've caught a few bait fish in the cast net over the years, but yeah, never seen one with a light in it. But look, at the end of the day, if it attracts the fish to it and he comes over to it and he's got his heart set on grabbing it, who knows, maybe it does work, mate.
Well, there you go. Now my question's been answered. I won't put my money in that one, that's for sure. I'll just pop down to Barra Jacks and do it the old-fashioned way. Hey, Pilly, mate, thanks very much and happy fishing on Sunday.
Good on you, buddy. Thank you. See you, mate.